known there is a God in Israel. Let it be known everywhere there is a God in Israel. Calvary Gospel Church, celebrate your God. There is none like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are blessed. We are blessed. So many people who don't know this God. And today, especially, we want to make it an African way. Amen. It's a beginning. And tonight, don't come without your dancing shoes, because we dance. Hallelujah. Don't come without your dancing shoes. Hallelujah. Just a few minutes, Pastor said, not be long, but I had to tell you that. Praise God. He saved me. If he saved you, come tonight and dance. Hallelujah. I'm here to present to Calvary Gospel Church a God-saved person, a God-blessed person, somebody to whom God made a favor. And he is just bringing his son to you to minister to you from his heart. Brother Jordan Kawazi. Reverend Jordan Kawazi, he is the director of the French portion of the multicultural portion of UPC in the North American area. So he's going to come with the word. And I believe and I trust what we have seen Friday night is going to be reproduced here. Let Brother Kawazi come in.
Can we clap our hands unto the Lord? He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the honor. And he alone is God. Beside him, no other God. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. And we know his name. His name is. Can we shout for Jesus? Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Hallelujah. As the Bible commanded in Psalm 47, verse 1, clap your hands, all you people. Hallelujah. You don't need your Bible. I'll quote the verse for you. Clap your hands, all you people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, where there is life, there's always two things that indicate that there is life. Where there is life, there is movement. So we ought to clap our hands. Gotta move. And where there is life, there's also noise. Hallelujah. And we serve a living God. That's why we clap our hands, and that's why we shout always in church. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I wanna bring greetings from my family and wife, and from my pastor Paul Graham in Montreal, and greetings from the church in Montreal. And I want to thank Pastor Grant and Pastor Abga for the invitation and the opportunity, and as well as CGC. You people are great people, and thank you for your hospitality. And the fruit basket, wow, that was enough food there for for a whole month, but thank you, Jesus. Today, I feel led to talk about 7 days. Just 7 days. We're going to go to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 24. And we're going to get a lesson from Noah's time. I am French. When you're turning to Matthew, I am French. English is a second language for me, so please bear with me, and I apologize if I don't pronounce correctly. I'll pray that the Lord will give us the gift of interpretation so you'll understand everything that I said. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 24, verse 37, it says, "But as the day of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also be the coming of the Son of Man, as it was on the day of Noah." We're going to pray. I'll ask Pastor to pray. My pastor is not here. I always ask him to pray when he's in the service and I'm preaching. So I'll ask Pastor to pray for the service today. Jesus' name, hallelujah. Can we just clap our hands again, just one more time, unto the Lord, just because, hallelujah. You might think you don't have a reason to clap your hand this morning, but let me tell you, just because He is God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. You may be seated in Jesus' name. When asked about the days of His coming, the Lord pinpointed with what I should call a laser accuracy at a particular time in the past. And He referred to the days of Noah. And I don't need really to be a prophet to discern that we are in the last of the days. And referring to the days of Noah, the Lord said the day preceding His coming will be exactly as the days of Noah were. So I felt that we could go this morning to the days of Noah and get some lessons about what happened before the flood. And maybe those things will be able to help us today. Our days are the last of the days. We can look back to the days of Noah and get some lessons. The days before the flood were evil. Genesis 6 verse 5 says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually." In the days of Noah, the word of was evil. As we look around us today, we can see the same trend. We can see the same pattern. Our days are evil. I don't know if there ever been a time in our human history that we've seen such evil as we're seeing it around us. 2 Timothy actually referred to our days and say 2 Timothy 3 verse 1 says that this, "Know also that in the last days perilous time shall come. For men shall be lover of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parent, unthankful, unholy." And this is really what we are witnessing in our days today. So we can say with assurance that we are living in the last of the last days. Now, because of the wickedness in the days of Noah, there was a judgment pending upon the human race. Genesis 6, verse 7 says, And the Lord said, "I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them." As it was in the days of Noah, judgment was pending upon humanity. Because of the wickedness of our world today, there is as well a judgment depending upon this word today. Peter referred to it in 2 Peter 3:6. He said, whereby the word that then was being overflowed with water perished, but the heaven and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. There is a judgment pending upon us as it was in the days of Noah. There is a judgment pending upon us because of the wickedness, because of man's disobedience, because of what is going on. There is a judgment pending upon us. But we serve a mighty God. We serve a loving God. We might look around us and see what is going on and say, whoa, there is no way out for us. Thank God we serve a loving God. And as it was in the days of Noah, God had a plan. Today as well, God has a plan for this word. Hallelujah. The plan of God for the time of Noah was the ark. God commanded or ordained Noah to build an ark. And that ark was to be built with a specific direction or specific, I don't know if they say that in English, specific specification. It wasn't to be built just anyhow. The wood was specified. The height was specified, the length was specified, the coating inside and outside was specified. There were to be three floors. There were to be one door, one window. And thank God, Noah did build it according to the word of God. He built it according to the specification that God gave to him. And let me tell you, there is a plan for the word today, despite what is going on. God has a plan for our day. And the plan for our day is the church. I love the church. I love going to church. There is nothing like church. Hallelujah. There is nothing in what God has done or created or built as the church of the living God. If you are part of the church, you ought to be excited. Because you are in the thing, the only thing that's going to survive what's coming ahead of us. I'm excited about the church. I love church. The plan of God for us today is the church. Can somebody say the church? Hallelujah. And the church as well got to be built according to the specification of God. Noah survived because he respected everything that God told him. I am one of those that believe that if that ark was 1 inch short, he would have sunk. I am one of those who believe that if that ark was 1 inch shorter, he would have sunk. Thank God for men like Noah with that testimony that he built it according to what God told him to do. Genesis 6 verse 22 says, thus did Noah according to all. According to all. Can everybody say all? According to all. And as far as I checked, all mean all. All, it's Greek for all. Not some, all. You know, if they give you a pie, you eat all the pie. How much pie there is left? None. All mean all. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. According to all that God commanded him, so did he. Hallelujah. If it's going to work, hallelujah, this church got to be built according to all that God said. Hallelujah. Has he had a plan Noah's church? For Noah's ark. He had a plan for the church today. Hallelujah. As there were three floors, let me suggest to you that there is three steps to get into our church. As there were one door, let me suggest to you that there is only one door to get into this church. As there was one window, there is only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Hallelujah. He got to be built according to the plan, according to all that God declared in his word. Hallelujah. Only three steps. Only one door and only one window. Hallelujah. 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 I thank God for the door. Hallelujah. I thank God for the door. Now, let me step a little bit back into those days. Noah had the time to build his ark. He built his ark. The ark was finished. God told him to enter, and the animal were going to come, and the animal came, and they all entered into the ark. And in Genesis chapter 7, verse 9, the Bible says, they went into the ark, two and two, unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God has commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days. Everybody says 7 days. It's a long time. It came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. If I understand correctly, Noah entered the ark, but nothing happened. The ark was finished. The animal were in. And Noah and his family, they were as well in. But nothing happened. And they start waiting. First day, no rain. Maybe they had a peek at the window. Look at the cloud. The cloud was still blue. No rain. Second day, no rain. And remember, there was just one window. And one door. Three floors. That is not a very good, ventilation system. Thank you, brother. That was not a very good ventilation system. All these animals. I mean, there were pigs, there were skunks, there were goats, there were elephants, you know. Three floors full of animals. Just one window. The smell was not too good inside there. But let me tell you, that was the safest place to be. The door was still open. Noah could step out, but he chose to stay in. Let me tell somebody here today, might be stinking in here, but you better stay inside. You better stay inside. Hallelujah. The door is not left open for you to step out. The door is left open so that somebody else can come in. 7 days of waiting. That was probably torture for those inside the ark. And sometimes it feels painful to stay inside the church. But you know what? There is a soul in the line. There is somebody who might just step in at the last minute. Sometimes it's tough to endure the time. Sometimes we cry, Lord, take us home. It's too much. But you know what? It's called grace. You know, the ark was complete. And if I look, I believe the church is complete. The church is completely restored. We have the name. We have the water baptism. We have the holiness teaching. Everything that was lost is restored. I'm telling you, this ark is ready. This church is ready for the rapture. But hallelujah, I believe in those 7 days period of time where, hallelujah, somebody can just step in. God is holding this church down here. Maybe it's for you. You're sitting maybe in that pew. This church is still here just so that you can just step in. You know, God's grace didn't start just in the New Testament. I believe it was way back then because it's part of the nature of God. You know, the ark was still open for 7 days. And all those people who were mocking, all those people who were laughing, they had a chance to get in without even paying the price of building that church. I call it grace. Maybe you're here today visiting. Maybe you were not in the process of building this, but God is telling you, you can come in. You can be part of it. You can be part of this. You can enter the ark today. And church, sometimes it gets tough. Sometimes we murmur. Sometimes we complain. Lord, it's too hot in here. It doesn't smell good. Oh, maybe it's your family that we're waiting for to step in. Maybe it's your friend that we're waiting for before the door gets shut. Instead of complaining, let's start shouting. Come on in, come on in, come on in. We still have just a few days left. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, if you're not in the church, today is the day to get into the church. Today is the day of salvation. We don't know how many time we have left. I've studied the Bible. I don't know. To my knowledge, there is no prophecy left to which I can hang on and saying that before the Lord come, this one got to be fulfilled. I know none. This is the day to get in the church. As we mentioned earlier, there were three floors or three levels. There's only three steps to get in. Hallelujah. And the first step is repentance. I got to turn around. I was heading to the wrong direction. Hallelujah. Away from the ark. Away from the church. But you know what? I got to just to turn around. Hallelujah. I got to start walking toward that open door today. Not tomorrow, today. Hallelujah. Not at the evening service, in this service. Because now is the hour, and today is the day. We don't know when this door will be shut. Hallelujah. I got to repent. Repentance means turn around. Yes, I understand it means acknowledging that I am a sinner and cry and be sorry, but it also means a decision making. I got to take a decision. I got to say to myself, I'm not walking this way any longer by the grace of God. Hallelujah. You might say, oh, well, Pastor, you don't know me. I don't need to know you. Jesus knows you. It's not about me. It's about him. I know the word. That's all I need to know. And it's worked. Hallelujah. It's powerful. Hallelujah. Just turn around. You may say, I don't think I'll be able to make it by myself. Well, stop thinking and start knowing you won't be able to make it by yourself. But with Jesus, everything is possible. With Jesus, you will be able to make it. Hallelujah. 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 And after repenting, hallelujah, I got to be baptized in his wonderful name for the remission of my sins. I got to be buried with him in the water of baptism. Talking about three steps. I got to be baptized in Jesus' name. I got to be baptized in the name. Can somebody say the name? Oh, hallelujah. And what's your name, sir? He said Claude. And I know he's a father. He didn't say father. He said Claude. Because father is not a name. I got to go down in a name. Somebody told me once, you know, Kauzi, these are just symbols. I told him, I agree with you. They are symbols. But symbols are to be respected. You know, if I'm driving and I saw a symbol that say, you know, no U-turn. If I do a U-turn there, pretty soon in my mirror, I'll see red and blue light flashing. And they'll definitely give me a ticket because I didn't obey the symbol. I agree it's a symbol, but the symbol got to be obeyed. The symbol got to be respected. The symbol give direction. If I do 2 plus 2 equals 0, that's what you're going to give me, 0. Because I didn't respect the symbol. The symbol mean addition. If I don't respect the symbol, the operation is wrong. It's a symbol. Fine, it's a symbol. Let's respect the symbol so that the operation will work. And the symbol is you have to be buried in the water, calling upon the name of Jesus for the remission of sin. And when the symbol is respected, the operation function. It worked. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. If I raise my hand and start just worshiping him and just start saying, hallelujah, Jesus, I don't need to have sophisticated words. God is so good for ignorant people like me. I don't have much vocabulary. But you know what? You just need one word to get the Holy Ghost. You just need hallelujah. And it's universal in any language. Hallelujah, Jesus. It means I give myself to you, O Lord. And if you just keep on repeating that soon enough, hallelujah, that spirit will come down, hallelujah, and start dwelling inside of you. And your tongue will start going. You will start speaking in tongue as that spirit gave you the utterance. It still works today. Hallelujah. And that the third step that get you inside this boat, inside this ark, you will receive the Holy Ghost and you will speak in another tongue as the Spirit gave you the utterance. Hallelujah. We still speak in tongue. Somebody told me, that's not real. I told him, you came too late. You should have met me before. Before 1999, maybe we'll have a discussion then, but I cannot deny my experience. You need a personal experience with God. Experience and all argument. And you can have that experience today. You can have it today. Hallelujah. You can have it today. Just 7 days. The ark was ready. The construction was done. And Noah and the animal were in. And I believe we are living in those 7 days period right now. And if you are here and you are listening to what I'm saying, let me tell you this. The church is ready. The church has been restored to its fullness. And we are all ready. But the only reason we are here is that so you can get in. It's so that you can get in. Hallelujah. Can we all stand? Let me tell the church this. Church, let's just hang on. And let me tell those who are not in church yet, this is the day. Don't wait no longer. Because we don't have an assurance for tomorrow. We don't know if we're going to come back here tonight. You may come back here tonight and find the door maybe open because nobody had the time to lock them. I believe when the trumpets sound, we're not going to even have time to lock the church. And you might get in here, nobody, wanting to be baptized, but no pastor to baptize you. Now is the time. If I was you, I would not leave this place without putting on the name of Jesus. The three steps I did present to you are called the gospel. And the gospel is really our way of getting into the church. The gospel has 1 Corinthians stated. We don't really need to put it up there, but if you can, it's fine. Gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. By dying, you know, God cannot die. But by dying, he identifies himself unto us. You cannot bury God. When you were buried, he identified himself unto us. You know, and the one that cannot die, how could he raise again? By raising up, he identified himself unto us again. Now, he has done his part of the process. And we are left with a responsibility. Now it's up to us to identify ourselves unto him. By repenting, we identify ourselves to his death. So we're just going to close our eyes right now and bow our head, and we're going to repent together. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your grace, for your love, and oh Jesus, here we are again, recognizing that, Lord, we are sinners and we sin against you in many ways, by our thought, our deed, our negligence, our procrastination, our ignorance. Lord, even sometimes willingly we sin against you. Father, we come to ask that you will forgive us today. Lord, renew your mercy and your grace unto us and forgive us, we pray. Let your blood wash us again, Lord Jesus. Accept us again, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' name. As we still have our eyes closed, can we please keep our eyes closed and our head bow? I am a visitor here, and I don't know many of you, but I just want to ask a question. If you're here and you never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking in tongue, would you mind raising your hand? I just want to recognize who's here. There's one person doesn't have the Holy Ghost. Is there anybody? Second person here. Third. Fourth. There's four people doesn't have the Holy Ghost here. Thank you. You can put down your hand. And you know, on the day of Pentecost, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And Peter says, the promise is unto you, to your children, and to those who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. And I believe you're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost today before we leave this service. Now, I'm not trying to force you into anything, but if you desire to receive that Holy Ghost we talked about, I'll ask you to step up here at the platform around the altar, and there'll be people who will help you pray. You know, I can keep you anonymous as far as if you have or don't have it, but if you want to have it, you have to step forward. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't be afraid. We not gonna do a trick on you. We're just gonna pray with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is one that need the Holy Ghost here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Church, if you can, we can step up front now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. If we can all come together now and hallelujah, gather around. And I know there's many other people who doesn't have the Holy Ghost.